You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Friday, November 24th, 2023. And if you are new to the Small Pod, he would like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful for everyone who listens to the pod. I am thankful for every single one of you for the ability for me to continuing these episodes. And I hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving with your family and loved ones. But I'm going to go ahead and continue this free agency target series for the Marlins. I also want to thank all of you who have been listening and supporting. It's been really fun doing this series, but we aren't finished yet. This episode is going to be on the starters, and the Marlins do need some starting pitching as they are going through a myriad of injuries. Sandy is injured, having Tommy John surgery. Max Meyer is coming off an injury. Trevor Rogers is coming off an injury. Not injured, but Braxton Garrett is coming off his most innings in his career, so you may not know what's going to happen there. Can he continue his success from last season? Of course, Yuri Perez going to have his most innings looking like this season. Will he be 100% healthy? So for the Marlins, they do need another starter. And I'm going to go ahead and begin things with Michael Lorenzen. Yes, Michael Lorenzen, who was traded from the Tigers to the Phillies at the deadline. A lot of people thought that Michael Lorenzen was a perfect fit for the Marlins. Not a guy that's going to go ahead and give you 8, 9, 7 innings a start. He did have that one no-hitter.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Rojas sprinting in, he's under it. He has space, makes the catch, and Michael Lorenzen has thrown the 14th no-hitter in Philadelphia Phillies history.
But after that, he really tailed off with the Phils. But going ahead with Michael Lorenzen, he did have a really great season. The only thing to maybe be worried about with him, it was the most innings he's ever pitched in his career. His innings pitched that season was 153. And then you look at his next highest, which was all the way back in 2015, which was just 113 innings. So again, you can really see what maybe his arm, is he having a little bit of dead arm? What could he have? But if you really put out Michael Lorenzen and stretch him to be able to have those starts and have those capabilities go six innings or so for the Marlins, I think it would be well worth the investment. A thing with him is the swinging strike rate has gone down a little bit the last couple seasons, but he does cut his walks and really topped, you know, I mentioned 150 innings for the first time in his career. But again, you could talk a little bit about the production towards the end of the season. It could be more towards the workload he had pitching so many innings. But you look at his numbers, it's more like a 4 or 5 starter. But I think Michael Lorenzo will be a really nice fit for the Marlins. And another player, which a little bit more underrated just because I believe this was his first time as a full-fledged starter in just a couple years, and that is Seth Lugo, coming from the San Diego Padres. Seth Lugo, 3.57 ERA in 26 starts, 146 innings. So another guy who has topped his innings in his career, another guy who's been a more so reliever and now starting and reaping the benefits of it. You look at Seth Lugo, it was perfectly intact. You look at his ERA, 3.57, 3.83 FIP. So relatively what he got, what he put out is what he got. Not really lucky, not really more unlucky. Just a little bit of a skew there, but not as much as you would see maybe from other pitchers where their FIP and their ERA are just completely polar opposite numbers. But this is a guy, again, who has history against the Marlins, being a part of the Mets for his entirety of his career, except for 2023 with the Padres. But again, the Padres saw him more as a starter. They saw Seth Lugo and saw a guy who could potentially start games for them, as the last time he really started games was 2020. But the most innings he's had, the last time he went over 100 innings, was 2018, except for 2023. And you look at just the way that he had this season, he had a 1.8 WAR from a guy you don't really expect to have so many innings and give you that much efficiency. I think Seth Lugo will be a perfect fit, a guy he could go out there for, 4 or 5 starter, if not another guy who can give you high leverage reliever and a guy you can trust the baseball and eat innings. This is the guy I think will might be a perfect new fit for the Marlins. Not that old, he'll be going to his 34 age season, but again, start a little later in his career. But I think this is the guy you go out there, you could stretch him to a starter. I think the Marlins will benefit from him. And again, everyone, all the other younger starters, get healthy. A guy you can just put there in a long relief role and a guy you can entrust to baseball in late game situations. I think Seth Lugo would be just a really great fit for the Marlins. Again, how much it would cost for Seth Lugo might be a bit of a bidding war, because I believe other teams might want his services as a full-time starter. But again, all these guys that I've really been mentioning have been more 2-3 year deal. Seth Lugo probably again $20-25 million, but you know, again, he's getting older and his strikeout per nines have just been going down, it seems like, consecutively in his career. But again, Seth Lugo could potentially be a really great option for the Marlins. And lastly, a guy, you look at his numbers, not great last season. I'm potentially looking more of his numbers from 2021, 2022. And that is Chris Flexen. Chris Flexen met from 2017 to 2019, didn't pitch in 2020. 2021 was with Seattle from there to the beginning of 2023, with then a Colorado Rocky finishing off last season. And this is a guy I think Marlins aren't going to get him for $5 million, $10 million. This is a guy they could potentially, if no one else really sees him on their roster, the Marlins could potentially give him a minor league deal. Or if not, a 1 year, $3 million at most type deal for Chris Flexen. This is a guy with 7 pitches. And with Mel, even a season set of pitches, he might cut that in half. He might say, all right, we're gonna focus on these three, four pitches so you can excel at them rather than have 7 pitches and them tailing off towards the end. I think Chris Flexen, again, only 29 years old, still has a little bit more time to develop. I'm really looking at his 2021, 2022. He started 31 games in 2021, 179, close to 180 innings, 3.61 ERA, 3.89 FIP, really good numbers there, 125 strikeouts, 40 walks, which is really good looking at it, playing in the West Coast. Really hitter-friendly division there. And then 2022, 3.73 ERA. His FIP was just a bit higher in just only 137 innings. But you look at Chris Flexen, I know his StatCast metrics aren't really the best in terms of his percentile. But again, that's maybe another reason why the Marlins could get him on a minor league deal. And a guy that you could potentially put out there for a couple innings, if not comes in after the starter, I think Chris Flexen would be a nice pickup for the Fish. Again, not in the same realm as the other guys I've mentioned, but as an under-radar signing.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
But I hope you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Next up, we're going to head and talk about relievers, as all these guys are starters for this episode. This has been Big Fish, Small Pod. As always, go Fish.